It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The best way to predict the future is to create it. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we learn how to create your future just the way you want it to be. Enjoy.
The promise of the future is an awesome force. We look back for experience, but we have to look forward now for inspiration. And what gives us inspiration to get up in the morning and do our job, learn skills, develop all that we can possibly be, is the promise of the future. And it can be so powerful that it can overwhelm any adversary you might have, any difficulties you might have. Here's a key phrase. Reasons make the difference in how your life works out. Reasons make the difference in your appetite and zest for taking on the challenge, doing the job, becoming successful. Mr. Schoff said, if you have enough reasons, you can do the most incredible things. You can get through the most difficult day. You can overcome the most unbelievable challenges if you have enough reasons. And so he said to me, if you haven't got a list of your goals, Mr. Rohn, it's probably because you don't have enough reasons. He said, I'm sure since I've met you, you have enough intelligence. And he said, you have enough good health. And he said, you have, you know, all of those things working for you. But here's what you must work on now is to have enough reasons. Looking into the future, developing reasons. Okay. So now make these notes. We're primarily affected by 5 things. Number 1 is the environment, the political environment, the social environment, the physical environment. Whatever surrounds us affects us. The city, the countryside, the village, the office, the people. We're constantly affected and shaped by our reaction and decision making. A lot of it depends on the environment. And for the physical environment, we all need to pay attention to that. Make every contribution you can. It's one little small planet. Remember those first pictures from space? Looking back on Earth? It looked so fragile. It looked so small. We thought, wow, so many people live there. How can that be? We must take care of it. It's, you know, right now, it's the only planet we got. Do everything we can. My mama taught me those little things, right? Pick up, don't leave your trash. You know, if you, a little thing like, I remember I got a toothpick once at the cafe, and I took the little cellophane off the toothpick and I just dropped it on the floor. Mama said, no, you wouldn't do that at home. I thought, wow. She said, just put it in your pocket. And then when you get home, you put it in the trash. And somebody says, well, what difference does that make? You know, the little cellophane on the toothpick. Here's what makes the difference, the habit. And the habit makes the difference primarily for you. Now, yes, it makes a contribution and a little small contribution by not leaving trash. But here's what it does mostly. Give you the incredible feeling of self-worth because you have good habits. That's the deal. The habit of turning out the lights when you're finished with your hotel room. You leave the hotel room, turn out the lights. It just makes a small contribution, but what if everybody did it? I'm telling you, the energy requirements would be less. You say, well, the hotel gets the benefit. Hey, it doesn't matter to you who gets the benefit. Guess what's the greatest benefit? Being a person of unique habits. Habits that not only, right, make you perform as far as skills are concerned, but habits that make you feel good about yourself. And then sometimes we get the question, why do it? And I got the best answer to that. Why not do it? If it's so easy to do, why not do all the easy things that make a contribution? And who knows what the total contribution could be if we all did it. But even if everybody doesn't, if you do it, and if I do it, it just makes us better human beings. It makes us feel better about ourselves. And if I know you do it, it makes me feel better about you. And if you know I do it, I think it makes you feel better about me. Say, wow, this man was taught some good things when he was growing up. I did a little television series not long ago, and here was the title of the talk, Things My Mother Taught Me. It was kind of interesting. My mother taught me, always eat before you go to the banquet so you won't appear hungry when you get there. And then you can do which is most important, and that's to socialize. So rather than go to the banquet to make up for, you know, a meal you haven't had and eating everything in sight, not having any time to socialize and mingle with the people, Mama said, always eat before you go to the banquet. Wow, that's really good advice. Little thing she taught me. Mama said what? Sit up straight? The reason she said that is because she had a vision of me sitting up straight, shoulders back, right? Chin down, look up, look everyone in the eye. Good posture, right? Feel good about yourself. Other people feel good about you. Our parents' vision of who they wanted us to be gave us those little tips. Who was it wrote the book, Everything I Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten? Thank you. Please.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.